The conflict between the state and federal government over National Park Service law enforcement on the Yukon River dates back to a regulatory change in 1996 at a forum on jurisdiction over navigable waters held in Fairbanks yesterday. State Attorney General John Burns cited the policy change as the root of recent tensions between the state and the Park Service.
In 1996, however, the Park Service amended its regulations to expand the applicability of its authority to include navigable waters, and this is important, the language, without regard to the ownership of submerged lands, tidelands, or lowlands.
Burns said the Park Service's expansion of authority in Alaska defies the U.S. and state constitutions, the Federal Submerged Lands Act, and the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. The most publicly visible conflict between the state and the Park Service has been in the Yukon-Charlie Rivers Preserve, where National Park rangers doing boat inspections handcuffed uncooperative locals on two occasions last year. Yukon-Charlie Superintendent Greg Dudgeon said the authority to police boating within parks also stems from federal law.
That authority, of course, is found in the Property and Commerce Clause, but more specifically, I think, the Organic Act and 16 U.S.C., the regulation that has been brought up several times today already was not established. It was not revised. It was clarified in 96.
The state is seeking legal clarification on the issue of Park Service authority on Alaska's navigable waters. Yesterday's roundtable discussion was organized by Senator Lisa Murkowski. Murkowski says she'll be pressing for an answer when she returns to Washington next month.
The state has filed its documentation almost a year ago now and are still waiting for a response from the Department of Interior when it comes to this rulemaking. That's important to make sure that is proceeding and hopefully that we get a favorable outcome from that.
Dudgeon and state officials stress that there's still a lot of cooperation between state and federal agencies when it comes to law enforcement.